Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Every time I hear this, I wonder if he gonna get his money. Did he gonna be able to pay him? I don't know.
I don't know if he's even talking. Does he even talk about it?
He ain't got to talk about it. Everybody knows. You got to pay that dude 4 digits every day for the rest of his life. So every week, something like that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is a Saturday morning. But again, remember, this is the longest day of the year. Do something special out there. It's like the 29th of February. You got a little something different going on that particular day, so take advantage of it. Anyway, welcoming in here, and the question has been asked throughout the morning, Miles. Are you the only sports anchor in town that is featured in movies?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That is featured in movies. The only sports anchor. I don't think there's another one. Yeah, I think that might be me.
Yeah, Sam speculated that Maria might be doing it, but we haven't talked to Maria in a minute, so I don't know if she's been cast in anything. But I do definitely know you are, and have been.
So I could see Maria doing it. Maria is very good at what she does.
But she hasn't yet. Oh, absolutely, but she hasn't yet. So you still.
Well, if anybody knew, that he would know.
Yeah. And he doesn't know.
He ain't seen nobody.
He's the only sports anchor in the city getting residuals.
He's the only one.
Well, we are in a competition here, so, you know, I got to get in another movie here to beat her again.
Okay. The year of fantasy football, which was it's a Nickelodeon project, first of all, and it is around a aging Falcons running back who has to battle with the new guy coming up. You know, it's an old story in sports. It just happens to be focused here. And the coach of the team, Tony Gonzalez.
Whoa.
In the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and Miles is in there. So there you go. Hey, but we haven't talked to you in a little bit. How's your summer going so far? Or spring? I guess it's officially summer now.
It hasn't been bad. You know, it's a lot slower than football season, so we get a little bit more time to breathe a little bit. But that's a good thing.
We are going to get to your thoughts on the Falcons as we approach training camp here, but Sam and I speculated that what happened last week here with the Braves sweeping the Mets could be a turning point for this season with this team, knowing that not just that they took care of the Mets the way they did, but you saw Strider perform in a way you haven't seen, and hoping that he would come back to form. And, of course, Ronald Acuna got back with this team and hit the ground running. So your thoughts on this Braves team, even though they're sitting in third place in the division, but how they look right now in June 21st?
Well, again, it's all going to be dependent on how they do in these next few games, right? It's all against NL East opponents. I said this before, that Mets series was, you know, this is going to really determine what they're going to do at the trade deadline. Now, I know Alex Anthopoulos came out and said that this team is not selling, but again, this stretch that they're about to be on right now before the All-Star break, I think is going to determine how this team is going to look post-All-Star break, right? I mean, you're about 10, 11 games out of first place right now. That sweep against the Mets was huge, and probably the best wins that you had of the season, really. But they're going to have to keep it up. They lose game one, obviously, to the Marlins, but you're going to have to keep this going because you're going to have a trip right back up to New York here this week.
Talk about that, Miles, the importance of this series, because they get through this weekend, and you don't want to look ahead, but it's hard not to look ahead after you just swept this team and you got 4 games coming up at their place.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's momentum. Momentum's on your side right now. You obviously had 3 great outings from your pitchers, Spencer Strider and Chris Sale, obviously looking like the Cy Young candidate that he was last year. I think he's firmly back in that race right now, right up there with Paul Skenes. And you really want that to continue. Obviously, Grant Holmes and the rest of this rotation to keep up that momentum. But I think the biggest thing, really, guys, I mean, we've seen some good things from the starting pitching. I think it's the bullpen that needs to keep up that momentum, because for once we really saw them kind of do what they were supposed to do in that Mets series. And I think you got to be encouraged from what you've seen from Raisel Iglesias his last few starts. I mean, all season long, you really haven't been able to depend on the guy to be your closer. And as of late, he's looked like he's starting to get himself back to where he was. Hopefully that continues. Again, it's all dependent on if they can continue this, because I don't think it's changed as far as how big these next few series are. You know, obviously the Marlins not as good compared to the other teams, but you got to keep it going against them. You've won three straight series. You got to keep this going, whether or not you sweep the team. I think that's okay. If you don't, you got to win these series.
Did you get a chance to check out the kid last night, Fuentes, and his debut?
I didn't see a whole lot of it. From what I did see, it was certainly encouraging. Again, 20 years old. There's a lot to work on, of course, and I do like the fact that they scheduled him when they did so that they could get guys like Chris Sale and Strider, Schwellenbach, guys who performed well against the Mets, to have that opportunity again at Citi Field. So I do like that he was able to do that for them. But, yeah, I mean, we've seen this before with guys, right? A.J. Smith-Shawver, I mean, Spencer Strider when he got called up. This is kind of the Braves' way of bringing up their guys in their own system, getting them a spot start here and there before they go back down and get a little bit more experience. So hopefully it works out for some of the guys like we've seen before. You know, it hasn't worked out before, but hopefully it works out for him. He's got a lot of room to grow. It's just being the youngest player in all of baseball right now.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline this morning with Myles Garrett. He is social. You always find him at Myles Garrett TV. At Myles Garrett TV, there are some things that this team did fine, even though the start of the season wasn't what we wanted to see. Obviously, we looked to see our penciled-in left fielder when things began. We looked to see him rejoin this team in the next few weeks. But also talk about behind the plate and just what we got, the bonus of Drake Baldwin and the way he has come on and performed for this team so far.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. I mean, you know, before we thought that the whole tandem of Sean Murphy, Travis d'Arnaud, the absence of d'Arnaud could potentially be a problem given the fact of Sean Murphy being kind of, you know, inconsistent at times with his injuries that he had last year. But you're right. I mean, now it's kind of a good problem to have with two catchers of that caliber. Drake Baldwin has slowed down a little bit, but, you know, that comes to be expected from a guy that pitchers are starting to finally scout on a little bit, kind of get a feel for what he's doing. But gives you something to think about at the trade deadline. Do I think the Braves are going to trade Sean Murphy or Drake Baldwin for that matter? I don't think so. I do think they like what they can do with both those guys, the flexibility, and, you know, it is really important and big to have two catchers at your arsenal right now, especially having those two guys performing the way that they are. Obviously, you want a little bit more from Sean Murphy, given what you're paying him. But at the same time, you know, having Drake come in there to sub in throughout the week, you know, if he needs a spot start, or having him DH when Ozuna's not ready, I think having that flexibility has been really big for Brian Snitker. It's just a matter of, you know, do you get an offer near the trade deadline that is enticing if you are making a playoff run, whether that's, you know, another shortstop, a bullpen arm, another, you know, prospect, the top 100 guy that could potentially help you guys going forward. So it gives you something to think about.
Myles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How many All-Stars we got on this team besides Chris Sale?
I think Ronald Acuna Jr. has a really strong argument right now. I know he hasn't played a full season, but right now at this moment, I think he's playing right up there among the top five players in all of baseball right now. I mean, those are my two that I think should be penciled in at this point. I think it's really hard to come up with an argument for someone else. I do think it would be cool to maybe get Drake Baldwin in there, given the fact that he's leading the NL Rookie of the Year voting right now, or just not that there's voting, but just the fact that he's right up there among the best of the NL rookies. So outside of those guys, I don't really see it. I mean, you know, maybe a Matt Olson, but even he's had his struggles at times this season, you know, just to throw him a bone at this point since it's in your home ballpark. But yeah, it's not like 2023, Greg, where we have the whole team ready to go for the All-Star game.
That take a little something off the All-Star game with it being here for local fans. I mean, it's still baseball's show of shows, and there's so much that's going to be going on in and around the battery and during those days. But the fact that we kind of expected to have more folks playing in the game.
Yeah, I mean, you do. Of course, you know, it being in Atlanta and the Braves being a perennial power the last, 7 years or so, you'd expect that to happen. Again, you always think back to 2023 specifically when basically the entire team was starting in that All-Star game. But I do think the Braves fans and, you know, just baseball fans alike, I don't think that's going to deter from the atmosphere or anything. I think there's a strong base of baseball fans that live in this area in Atlanta. So is it a disappointment that there's not more Braves players playing? Sure. I mean, I think you can give it that. But I don't think it'll deter from any of the festivities going on during that weekend.
I think Ozzie Albies should get a pass to anything baseball-related when it comes to putting together some kind of team. Because that dude did something. I think he was the first person to do it. He bought the country a taco.
He did. That's true.
Ozzie Albies was the first baseball player to buy the country a taco. So as far as I'm concerned, he can come to anything he wants to.
That's a strong argument.
I'm just telling you, man. He'll always have that mantle. You got any news, any thoughts on, I know it's right around the corner and there's other teams making news, but what are you getting ready for with this Falcons team in this upcoming season?
Man, it feels like every single year we're so optimistic and cautious, right? I do think this year we do have the most in our arsenal as you know, fans, as people covering the team, to say that this team has a lot to be encouraged about, especially with how they did in this NFL draft, getting Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. Those two gets were fantastic for this team. You need to get the edge rusher right, adding Leonard Floyd, getting another veteran in there. Now, of course, it is a bummer that you lose Grady Jarrett. I think he would have been a great mentor for a guy like Jalen Walker, but I do think Jalen Walker himself is a de facto very good replacement for a guy like Grady Jarrett, just from a leadership standpoint. I mean, Raheem Morris has mentioned it. The players have mentioned it, just the fact that he has that captain potential on the defense. And, you know, we all saw that when he was, you know, fantastic at Georgia. You know, we've seen him do it for the past few years. But that's the defense. But, you know, going to the offensive side, you were so encouraged with what you saw from Michael Penix Jr. those last three or four games of the season. You know, just the arm strength and, you know, the windows he was fitting it in and the season that Drake London had. Of course, we know what Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier can do. The offense really is not what I'm too worried about. Obviously, I want to continue to see the growth from Penix, but I do think all the pieces are there. So all that considered, with both the offense and defense right now, it's probably the most I've been encouraged the last few years. You know, last year we were kind of worried about Kirk Cousins' Achilles, and it turns out that affected his mobility. You know, right now I don't really have those concerns for anybody on offense at this time. So I'm very encouraged but cautious, because I think we've been through this before as Falcons fans and Falcons media.
As well as the offense lays out the way you described it, what kind of plus would it be for Kyle Pitts to go out and play the way we saw him play back to his rookie season?
And that's the other question we always ask ourselves, isn't it, Sam? Just talking about, is Kyle Pitts going to finally be that Kyle Pitts of the Kyle Pitts of Florida, or that Kyle Pitts of Matt Ryan's season? And look, we had the argument for the longest time of, is it just a matter of quarterback play? Because he has had a different starting quarterback on the opening week of every NFL season that he has played, which is something that, you know, you got to mention. But at the same time, I think we talked about this, guys. Who's that dude from Georgia that did it last year? Brock Bowers. I mean, he did it with every single quarterback under the sun and was putting up quote-unquote unicorn numbers. So that argument, it's hard to talk about when that was the guy that Kyle Pitts was supposed to be. So going back to my previous answer, all the pieces are there. Year two of the offensive system with Zach Robinson, you got some experience working with Michael Penix Jr. You're now not forced to be that number one option like you were when you were drafted. You've got Drake, you've got Bijan, Tyler, all these other guys, Darnell Mooney. So there's not as much pressure. Granted, there should be pressure since you are that number four overall pick. You were picked to be that guy. But at the same time, you know, you got to perform. And again, everyone's expecting it. Raheem Morris has said they expect it. So hopefully this is the year he can put it together.
We don't get this dude on enough.
Yeah, man.
We really don't. Miles, and as always, we thank you. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we will be reaching out to you again soon.
Thanks, Miles.
Absolutely, guys. Looking forward to talking again.
All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.